listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
If you are a Lutheran educator, there is an exciting new opportunity for you coming from Concordia Publishing House, and we are going to talk more about that today.
Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University Chicago. You can learn more about Concordia University Chicago by visiting cuchicago.edu.
Joining us today, Dr. Lisa Clark, Senior Editor of Curriculum Resources at Concordia Publishing House. Welcome back to The Coffee Hour, Lisa.
Always a pleasure.
And Dr. Jacob Corzine, Vice President of Publishing for Concordia Publishing House. Thanks for joining us again.
Good to be with you guys again.
So let's talk about this Lutheran Educator Academy. What is the need for continuing education for educators in Lutheran schools? Lisa, you want to start?
Sure. Well, Lutheran schools are always looking for valuable means for professional development. And of course, there are all kinds of different kinds of professional development that you can do. Content, strategies, classroom management, all those kinds of things. But we have been getting just a lot of interest in what can we do in terms of talking about teaching the faith. And Jacob actually has the history behind of where we got to this. But it really came from a lot of listening from administrators, teachers, et cetera. What kind of things can we do to help equip schools and teachers in terms of professional development?
Jacob, what's the background on this?
This is really, it's just a fascinating development we've had. I would say maybe the post-COVID era is people will talk today about the golden age of Lutheran education. And I think one of the reasons we talk about that, of course, is the wonderful teachers that we have, just the embracing of the opportunities to teach the faith and to give a good education in our schools. But one of the challenges that comes along with that is that we've seen real student growth in our Lutheran schools, especially since COVID, and that student growth leads to the need for additional staff, additional teachers, and we're maybe struggling a little bit to keep up with the need. And so what we have kind of spread across our schools, and some schools are just better equipped to handle this than others, let's say it that way. But we have spread across a lot of our schools are teachers who aren't sort of the gold standard rostered Missouri Synod teachers who have come through a Concordia University and have a good Lutheran theological education and that sort of inculcation of what it means to be a Lutheran teacher sort of seeped into their bones, right? And so we have some teachers who are Lutheran but don't have all of that training, and they kind of need some help to come up to speed. And we have some teachers who are, in some cases, not even Lutheran. And the thing that we spent a lot of time thinking about was sort of bringing these teachers up to speed at a minimum of what the mission of their school is. Like, where are they now? What are the things that these people talk about? I think our schools are really committed to always hiring Christians and wherever possible call teachers, but where they're not, then, Lutheran often stands out in the American context and needs a little bit of explanation. When we talk about baptism, what do we actually mean by that? When we say law and gospel, that's not just some throwaway words. We mean a lot when we say law and gospel. And I think that even doubles down in the Lutheran educator world, because it means so much for how we interact with students in the classroom or how our teachers interact with students in the classroom. And so we started to devise a program that would bring in respected experts to, at sort of a low bar, allow these new teachers the opportunity to get up to speed on where they are, what Christian setting they're serving in, what it means to be in a Lutheran school. And then we, like Lisa said, we did a lot of listening and conceived of, and I'll let her describe the program, but conceived of something that allows administrators to have a tool to deploy in their schools that is not overly expensive and not overly onerous to carry out, that helps get those teachers up to speed.
Lisa, tell us about the way that someone would go about learning these things that Jacob was just talking about in the Lutheran Educator Academy, the baptism, law and gospel, all these important things that we treasure as Lutherans. How does an educator learn about them through this program?
Yeah, so part of the question that we asked when we asked, how can we serve you? How can we help equip you and your teachers and such? Because teachers would want to learn things, but we would often then hear, oh, but not a book. I don't know if I have time for a book. Because sometimes they love books, and that's great. But for something like this, for professional development, sometimes they just want something that's a little bit more digestible. So then we asked a lot of folks, okay, well, if we did something that was like an online learning platform, what kind of needs would you have? And we talked to all kinds of folks, not only the educators, but also people who are in charge of the education in different districts of the LCMS, as well as other people who are doing things that are kind of like this, but not exactly like this, so that we were fielding a need that wasn't yet met. And what makes this particular platform different from others is that it is asynchronous, which means you can do this anytime. You don't have to meet at a certain time. You don't have to meet with a person, you know, 3 times a week or even once a week for 10 weeks or whatever the case may be, because that can be a great help too. But this is something where, you know, you want to get some professional development, you want to learn something, but you want to do it on your own time. So these courses, we have 3 that'll be available soon. Of those 3 courses, we have about 4 to 6 different sessions per course. Each session is basically a video, and each video is about 3 to 5 minutes or so. So you can do this a couple of minutes a day for a week. You can do it all in one fell swoop in 30 to 60 minutes or so. And a lot of times there are states that, you know, record how much professional development you have, and, you know, a half hour here, an hour there, that kind of thing. We were talking to principals, too, and asked, you know, how would you be using this? And some of them said, oh, I want to make sure that our teachers get an hour of professional development a year or whatever the case may be in this particular topic. So I would just give them in the menu. They get to pick which one they want to take. And then they just we find out when we're done, make record of it. So that helps with accreditation and all those kinds of things. Others were saying, well, we want to make sure that everyone who comes into our school is kind of on a similar page in terms of understanding, again, what makes Lutheran schools different, what makes Lutheran education a little bit different, what do we mean when we say certain things about Lutheranism. Mm-hmm. So yeah, this will be a little bit unique because it's kind of bite-sized, but packs a big punch, I think.
Mm-hmm. Lisa, you have a background in education.
I do.
How do you see something like this as beneficial for teachers in Lutheran schools working in teams together with other teachers, varying levels of knowledge, of understanding? How do you see this from a teacher's perspective as being really helpful?
I love that there is an element of choice. I know that there were times where I was asked to come in on a Friday and, you know, we were all sitting in a particular session, and sometimes it was more helpful than others, or maybe some people it was new to them and other people maybe not so much. So because there are choices in courses, it could provide within the school a couple different groups, perhaps. Mm. You know, these 3 or 4 people really like this course, and these 2 or 3 like this course, and now suddenly you have this common language that you can use to talk about different things. Or perhaps maybe even some of those seasoned veteran teachers who are familiar with some of these terms can kind of use this as a way to kind of converse with other folks. Oh, you've taken that course? Great. You know, let's talk about it, like you said. I also think that because those choices are kind of guided, there aren't a million choices.
Right.
You're sure you're getting things that have been curated by Lutheran theologians and educators. It's been reviewed and everything. And so one of our goals is to make sure that, yeah, people feel like they have an understanding of what we're talking about when mm-hmm. we say things like long gospel. What are Lutherans talking about when it comes to baptism? I hear so often there are teachers who come to a Lutheran school and think, wow, this is such a special place and I love being here and this is great atmosphere, but I'm not always confident in what I'm saying. And so this is really trying to help more people feel more confident to know what kind of questions to ask their peers and their principals and the pastors that are connected to their schools. And hopefully just give a richer conversation that follows this learning.
Yeah.
Dr. Corzin, you, a few minutes ago, I think Lisa mentioned that this was really intended to fill some gaps. It's not intended to take the place of other things. Let's unpack that a little bit. because I know there are other opportunities for maybe a teacher, a Lutheran teacher coming into a Lutheran school who is not rostered and certified. There's a process for that, right? That's a Lutheran teacher colloquy program. There's right. education. How is this similar or different from that? So that I know there were some gaps sure. that you were talking about.
Yeah, that's great. So when I was faculty at Concordia Chicago, I would sometimes sit on the colloquy committees, right? And so these teachers who were coming into rostered status they go through a bunch of training courses and then would write a pretty significant paper at the end and then have an interview with some rostered faculty at the university. And that's one of the paths into rostered status. And then that's the path into rostered status unless you go, through the undergraduate program at one of the Concordias. But there are, I mean, the broadly speaking, the need to bring teachers who aren't rostered up a level, to bring them up to speed, to sort of equip them, is just widely recognized in our synod right now. And so there are districts that offer either video based content or content for early childhood educators. A couple of the universities, Concordia Mequon, has something they offer that's I believe they actually send a faculty member out to your institution. That's going to bear some real fruit for your faculty, right? Concordia, Nebraska has a program for continuing education. There are lots of things out there, but what we've tried to zero in on is something that doesn't blow the budget and really is a tool for the administrator, right? So you're not bringing somebody in; you're doing it at your school. Our pricing program is really interesting. So basically, based on school size, you'll sign up and just have full access, and you can assign it to any of your teachers. And so it's what winds up being a little piece of your continuing education budget for your whole school. And then as the teachers come in, or as they want to do some professional development, or you need them to because they're building a portfolio and you don't want them to stand still, then you just drop them into one of the courses and they go. We've also tried to design it so that it isn't sort of just a learning by lots of exposure, which we hope will happen anyway in the school, but you'll walk away from the course with some very concrete learnings, right? Some very specific facts about what it means that a Christian is both saint and sinner, right? Baptism, Lutherans believe that baptism gives salvation, right? That's a specific piece of information that you can actually walk away with and have, right? And even if you're a Baptist and you're like, well, that's not really, at least you know where you are, right? And you know what these guys mean when they talk about it. So I would say that's really what makes us distinct in this regard, is that we're thinking about a sort of a low level of accessibility for all the schools without sacrificing the quality of the content, right?
We're talking with Dr. Lisa Clark and Dr. Jacob Corzine from Concordia Publishing House about the exciting new Lutheran Educator Academy continuing education resource. We have more to talk about after we take a quick break. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Dr. Russell Dawn, president of Concordia University Chicago. I'm thrilled to announce the Prepared to Serve Church Professional Guarantee. Any new student in one of CUC's 6 church work programs will pay no more than $5,000 in annual tuition and required fees guaranteed. Prepared to Serve is a donor-funded initiative. Support future church work students by becoming a funding partner at cuchicago.edu/prepared-to-serve. Concordia University Chicago. With Christ at the center, we stand tall for the church.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
We're talking with Dr. Lisa Clark and Dr. Jacob Corzine from Concordia Publishing House about the new Lutheran Educator Academy from Concordia Publishing House, an exciting opportunity for continuing education for educators in Lutheran schools. And Lisa, you mentioned there are 3 courses available. I had to get that right too. Three courses available right now. Can you walk us through what each of those are? They look very exciting on the website.
Yes, happy to. So the first one, and first one just because it's the first one I'm mentioning, is there's not necessarily an order you need to take these in. Foundational Lutheran Teachings. And again, just kind of very bare basics, you know, Word of God. What does that mean? But how do Lutherans view Word of God? Not just, oh, it's the Bible, but we believe that it's inerrant, it's perfect, it's centered in Christ, that kind of a thing. Baptism, trusting in God's promises, what we mean by that. Sinner, saint, what are those Lutherans talking about when they're talking about being sinner and saint? And just the hope that we have in Christ. You know, I think the Reformation brought just such a hope and joy to Christians, and just what do we mean by that? The next course is Lutheran Difference. Already the first course talks about things, sure, with a Lutheran-specific lens, but here we get a little bit more clear about, okay, if kids in your class, for example, or maybe you who are taking this class have heard these phrases, what are some distinctives that make this a little bit different for Lutherans? So those sessions include Bible again, but again, making a little bit more clear about some of the things that make us a little bit unique in how we talk about it. New life in baptism, that actually gives new life. The real presence in the Lord's Supper, what do we mean by that? Lutheran worship, how do we view worship? It was just, again, some things that we do that others don't, and that all Lutheran services do, or churches do. Again, Christ at the center. And of course, long gospel. These folks are going to hear long gospel so often in common conversations, and they're going to say, what do you mean necessarily? Now, I'll say these two courses, yes, we did design them with people in mind who may not be familiar with these, but we also think these could be really great refreshers for folks who are veterans, even if they know these things, just to kind of help give them practice again of how to articulate them, mm-hmm. especially if their neighbor down the hallway are asking them these questions too. And of course, kids in the classroom are going to be asking. The last course, I think, will be great for everyone, but perhaps even those who are veterans, those who've they've got all the training, but the principal's saying, hey, check this out for some possible professional development. See what might be a good opportunity for you to learn. I would point them to this next one, the Cultural Apologetics course, mm-hmm. Because a lot of teachers come to us and say, you know, I've been teaching for years, but things change, and I don't always know how to address topics that are kind of more timely in ways that maybe I didn't have to think about in the past, just because conversations in the world change from time to time. And so in the Cultural Apologetics, we talk about family, sexuality, gender. We talk about life issues and abortion. We talk about God's word on racism and what God's word says about that. Also talk about the Lutheran perspective on Christians as citizens and government and politics. What is our relationship? And I think those are just going to be helpful for, again, anybody. But I think especially if you're listening and you're a teacher and you think your school is probably going to be getting this, or you hope to encourage your school to get this, and you're thinking, what course might I like to take? Well, if you're somebody who listens to KFUO on a daily basis and are well-versed in lots of things, this kind of course might be right up your alley.
What? Oh, man, there's so much into this, impact in this. As you were describing it and describing some of the content in the lessons, and you said this was certainly going to be valuable for schools, I could, and maybe even a refresher for those who have been teaching for a while, but I could also see this might be useful for Sunday school teachers too.
Yeah.
So that everybody's using the same vocabulary, everybody's mm-hmm. on the same page. I could see how it'd be useful for that as well. Who's teaching the classes? Is there a person teaching these classes? How does this all work in terms of the lessons in this asynchronous format?
Yeah, we have a great group of folks, and kind of depends on the course. Some courses have kind of one main person, but we also have some courses where it kind of mixes up based on interest and different things. So we have Michelle Bauman, who is head of Lutherans for Life, Why for Life, and the interim director, I believe, for Lutherans for Life. She's a high school teacher trained and has spoken on all kinds of topics, but based on things, family, life, those kinds of things. So she was just great in thinking of ways to talk to kids about these types of issues. We have Reverend Dr. Al Espinosa, Reverend Dr. John Pless, Reverend Dr. Kevin Golden, different folks from different places. So both seminaries represented there. We have, Al Espinosa has connections to Concordia Irvine as mm-hmm. well. And then we also have Dr. Bernard Bohl, mm-hmm. who... if you know anything about Lutheran education right now, you've heard his name. So he is the president of Concordia, Nebraska, and he has partnered with us as well.
That is quite an all-star lineup. There's lots of all-stars in the LCMS, yeah. but that is a particular lineup.
It's a good lineup. We're excited about it.
Yeah, for the topics they're probably teaching on.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was our goal.
Good. Good. Yeah. And now I see there's more courses coming in the future, too.
Right. And, what we hope, not only do we have thoughts about what's coming soon, certainly in about a year. So the first courses will be ready this spring. Mm-hmm. We may have another one this fall and a few others in the following spring. But what we hope is that when folks take these courses and they start thinking, we hope they come back and talk to us and say, you know what a great course would be, because we want this to
exactly.
build.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we want to hear from them as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Jacob, what do you want Lutheran school administrators to know about this, how it's going to benefit them and their students?
We absolutely want to hear feedback from the administrators as they go forward, right? As they try it out, as they go through the courses, as they watch the courses themselves, as they see how it's helping their teachers and they see where their teachers still have things that they need help on. We absolutely want to hear that feedback. We want them to know that we're committed to the work that they do as Lutheran educators, both with the Lutheran kids in their schools and with the many non-Lutheran kids in their schools. And we're sympathetic to the challenge that work creates for them. And we're just extremely grateful for what they're doing and want to serve that however we can. We hope this is helpful. We hope very much, again, that I know that this makes it sound like it's a low value, but it's not. Like you said, it's an all-star lineup on really carefully selected topics, right? But we have tried very hard to find a way to deliver this that is easy for them, both in terms of sort of usability and also actually in terms of the check they wind up having to write to deliver it in their schools. And so we hope they'll use it. Try it out. Use it widely. Use it with the new teachers and run it. Run the that's the wrong way to say it, but I'll say it anyway. Run the veteran teachers through it as well. We think they're going to find it valuable. And obviously, of course, that will give really good response and feedback. And like Lisa was saying before, hopefully drive conversations in your schools. So I guess that would be my message to the administrators.
What would you like Lisa, what would you like the school administrators to know? What do they need to, where do they need to look and,
yeah.
in order to find the details and include this year?
Yeah, we just hope, first of all, that they know that we did this very much with a heart toward helping them, and that we just hope that they feel encouraged and excited and are also willing to give us continued feedback so we can help them as much as possible. I'm going to give you a link for your program notes. If you just Google Lutheran Educator Academy CPH, you'll find a lovely little site for that. But I'll give you that link. And that's important because the site currently says coming spring to 2026. I can say April, but you're going to get continued updates. There is an actual button that says sign up for updates. So click in it, sign up for updates, and you will be right at the forefront of all the information as it gets revealed and released.
That's fantastic. I know we're ahead of the game on this one.
That's
it's
right,
coming
yeah.
soon. We'll put that link in the show notes for where people can find more information. Dr. Lisa Clark, Senior Editor of Curriculum Resources for Concordia Publishing House. Thanks for joining us today.
I love being here. Thanks so much.
And Dr. Jacob Corzine, Vice President of Publishing for Concordia Publishing House. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks again for having us. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates. La 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 la
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.